Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shira's sponsor is a course to Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Yud in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting in Aloch Evov, 12 lines from the top of Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on the night of Yom Kippur, what does the Kohen Gadol do? Imay Chochom Doirish. He was a Chochom, meaning he's a Tamei Chochom. He dash and Zilun Shtoyim. Vim lav Tamei Chochomim Doirishim in front of, not others teach him and they dash in front of him. Im Rangil Likoris Koyre. If he knows how to read, he knows how to learn from the Tanakh, he reads. Vim lav Koyim in front of, not they read in front of him. Uvemek Koyim in front of, what are the Sfarim they read in front of him? Be Iyoiv, Ube Ezra, Ube Divra Yom. Zachar ben Kavuto Imer, Pami Marbe Karisi Lov in front of Daniel. He says, I read in front of him a lot of times from Sefer Daniel. Says the Gemara, Tani, the Brisa brings other Sfarim they said in front of him. Be Mishle, Uve Tilim, Peshetamun Mefigas Ashena. Because reading them, it brings interest, and a person doesn't fall asleep, he's focused on the words. Now, the Mandomar in the Mishnah is called Zachayo ben Kavuto. So the Kana Sholav Man Nitni, Kavuter or Kavutel? Is it with a Reish or with a Lamed? How do you spell the name? If I have a Koyim Matzli, so Rav is in the middle of davening. If I have a Lebe Etzbos, he made a sign with his finger, Tzofar pronounced Kavuter. You say Kavuter with a Reish, now with a Lamed. How do you show with a finger? He made a sign of the letter Reish with his finger. Halacha Zayin Zok de Mishnah. Bikish Lis Namnim. If the Koyim Godol wants to doze, we don't allow the Koyim Godol to sleep. So Pirchei Kehuna makim lefono be'etzpa tzreda. They make a noise with the middle finger. The Moses can explain how. For amulo ishi koin godol amoid, koin godol stand up. For effect achas laritzva, put one foot on the floor, which is cold, and wake you up. Umasikim oisoyat shemagiyaz man hashchito, they keep him busy until the time of shchita comes. So the Gemara, Rav Chuna Omar be'etzpa tzreda bepe. The noise they made with the middle finger is putting the finger into the mouth, and creating a whistle, creating some noise that woke up the Kohen Gadol. No, they made a noise by snapping the fingers. Against Rabbi Yochanan, it says they make a noise with the mouth, and that Brayis is referring to a etzpat tzreido. And not, you don't make the noise with the instrument. So you do it with the mouth. So I answer Rabbi Yochanan, Ne'ima ne'meres be'etzpat tzreido. The music, the song that you do when you use the finger, so he sings it with his mouth and doesn't use an instrument for the song, but the actual noise comes from the fingers, from snapping the fingers, and not from putting it into the mouth. Every day they do Trumas HaMizbeach. Trumas HaMizbeach refers to Trumas HaDeshen. Deshen is the dirt that you have on the Mizbeach. So the way it worked, they did a Trumas HaDeshen. This is one of the avoidas that you have, the avoida number one. You take a shovel, fill up from the deshen, from the dirt on the Mizbeach, bring it down to the bottom next to the Mizbeach, and put it there on the floor. That's called Trumas HaDeshen. That's stage one of the day. When did they do it? So b'chol yom tov yisad mizbeach mikrei segever b'samuch lo. Mikrei segever is the one who woke up everybody, which was before dawn. So mikrei segever, right around that time, they did Trumas HaDeshen, misamuch lo, or close to it, l'fanav me'achorav, right before, right after. B'yom kippurim michatzos. B'yom kippurim, they did it earlier, from midnight. Because the Kohen Gadol gets very tired, so they wanted to stretch out the avoda. Uveregalim, that everybody brings korbanis mashmoris arishoino from the end of the first third of the night. Before Kreis Agamem, before the one wakes up everybody before dawn, the Azor was full of Am Yisrael bringing their korbanis. The place was packed. So that's the reason they had to hurry up, they had to start the avoda earlier, because to have enough time to take care of the korbanos of all Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Omar Amano, Lo Mistabra de Lo Yom HaKippurim Meshmeris HaRishoino or Vigolim Mechatzoyis. It doesn't make more sense that HaKippurim should do Trumas HaDeshen earlier, the end of the first third of the night. And in Vigolim should start Mechatzoyis, Shlo Yavol Deit Simoin, because we don't want to get too thirsty. Because the Trumas HaDeshen is done with coal, with fire, it makes it thirsty. So earlier you do it, the less thirsty you will be. So he comes to question the Mishnah. You know, the Trumas HaDeshen is the beginning of the avoid of the next day, even though it's done before dawn. He has to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which we're going to address later. Before the avoid starts, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So any avoid in the night, if you did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim washing the hands and legs before the day before, that applies to the night after. But Truma Sadeshin, it's not the night after the day before, it's the night before the next day. So you have to do again Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim, and the Kir was Meshukah B'Mayim, as we'll see later, it was in the Mikvah in the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that it doesn't have Psul Belino. So just saying Truma Sadeshin is beginning the Avodah, and that's when it requires a new Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim. With this, we conclude the first parak of Maseches Yumo, Hadronoch Perak Shivas Yomim, Hadronoch Perak Shivas Yomim, starting the second parak of the Masechto. But we show you now called Mishu Roitze Litrim Tamizbeach Toyim. Truma Sadeshin, in the beginning, in the earlier days, anybody who wanted to do Truma Sadeshin would do it. What happens if you have a few people that want to do it? Rotzim V'Oilim Makevish. They would run on the ramp. It was a race, and the one who reached the top four ames of the kevesh of the ramp first, he was zeich in Truma Sadeshin. If there were two people that arrived at exactly the same moment, so they would do a goyrel. And the way the goyrel was, everybody would take out a finger, you could take one or two fingers, you'll see in a moment, and the coin would make a number in his mind, counting the figures, and whatever the last number ended with, that was the person who did the Truma Sadeshin. How many fingers they could take out? You could do one or two. They both counted. And that's why he made a little bit of variance over here. How many fingers you'll take out was part of the idea of the goyrel to figure out who's going to get the Truma Sadeshin. And this applies to many other gorillas that happen in Beis HaMikdash. But Vein Moitzim, a Gudol HaMikdash. A Gudol, which is the thumb that you can use, because it's short, one can have it at the beginning, and when they do the count again, he will hide it. Because the way they did, they made a circle, and let's say they had 12 Kohanim over there. The Kohen who counted made a number in his mind, 63. And then he started counting. Some fingers were one, some people had one finger out, some had two fingers out. And he continues counting until you reach that number. Now if a Kohen sees that he may be the last one, he will stick out another finger, the thumb, because people don't realize it because it's so small, they don't realize he's sticking out new. And then he may be counted, he may be able to sabotage the goyel. So therefore they say you can't use a thumb. But it happened to be there were two running on the ramp trying to get Truma Sadeshin. One pushed the other. And he broke his leg. They saw there's danger over here. They only did a goyel, they only did a lot. They did not do this running. There was four different gorillas in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the first one. So the Gemara, one asked, why originally, before someone broke his leg, they didn't do a pais, they did a race? So not necessarily a coin needs to do it. A zar could do it. It's still, I told my yesh lapayis, it's still, there was a goyrol, there was a lat for the coin to do it when the coin did do it and the zar did not do it. Truma Sadeshin, asur bezar. Truma Sadeshin cannot be done by a zar. I told my yesh lapayis, there's no pais, and you just run and race to get there? Continues the Gemara in the Fudal from Udal. Chozor amano avomar, shchita in eksheiro ele bayoim. Shchita is done in the day. So everybody's happy to do it. Truma Sadeshin eksheiro kol alaylo. Truma Sadeshin is doing the night. Even if you get up early, you may not get it. There will be a goyrel. You may win, you may lose. So people don't want to get up early for a maybe. But if it's a race, someone says, you know what? I know how to run faster. I'll win the race. So well, my chom is memakan. What's the source that Truma Sadeshin can be done throughout the night? There's a combination of two psukim. It says that the fire will be kol alayla la boiker. The next pasuk says, then the coin will come, the hirim is a deshin. So you put it together and say the deshin will be kol alayla. Mekano Truma Sadeshin, sheik shere kol alayla. From here you see the Truma Sadeshin can be the entire night. And as we saw in the Mishnah, the different days, they use different times of the night to do Truma Sadeshin. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Yuma Dafyud.